7. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Professor Jones?
Hey, Zach, come in. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, in fact, that's why I'm here. I've been sick, and I'm pretty worried about my grades.
I understand, for sure. So, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been meeting with one of the deans, and she's advised me to go directly to my professors to discuss what policies each one has about, well, students that get sick and then suffer academically. I have to be honest with you. I just don't think I can finish classes this semester.
I don't really have any specific policy, but in my experience, students who do get sick tend to go on medical leave, which is when students get permission to take time off from school in order to recuperate.
Right. I heard from the dean that it takes quite a while to process a medical leave, and since the end of the semester is drawing near, I'd end up with an incomplete for my classes this semester.
Well, that wouldn't be the end of the world.
Thing is, I'm on a scholarship, and one incomplete semester, then, well, the scholarship will be withdrawn.
Ah, I see. This is a bit complicated. So there's just no way you can finish up on time. In that case, let me see. Well, how about I give you an OH?
Sorry, an OH?
Yeah, it stands for on hold, and it wouldn't register as an incomplete. It's nice because it takes into account all of the work that you've done up to now. You can just continue when you're ready. I mean, you can take your time and complete it over the winter break if you'd like. It's all up to you and your health.
That sounds wonderful.
The thing is, participation counts for 10% of your grade, and you've missed a lot of classes due to your illness. Well, in place of that, how about writing a 3-4-page paper to demonstrate what you've learned? I'd be satisfied with that.
Thank you. Thank you for being willing to work with me on this.
Well, you can't help being sick. It's important that you focus on getting better instead of stressing out over grades. I really do hope your health improves soon.
Thanks. So do I.
1. What is the student's attitude toward his situation? 2. What does the professor think of the possible arrangements? 3. How certain is the teacher that the student can complete the course this semester?